This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'll never forget a man I saw when I was a junior psychiatrist in Oxford. I was doing a mental health clinic for homeless people. In walked a tall man in his 30s, and he looked like he'd had a good life in the past. Unusual. He was Muslim, his name was Asif. This man used to be an accountant, he had a wife and a family, and now he was living under a motorway bridge. He was sleeping in a tent. He'd done so for 7 years. It turned out he had an addiction to online gambling. He'd lost thousands and gone bankrupt, and he'd even turned to alcohol. And it made me so sad to see him like this. He was so depressed, just about given up on life. He hadn't seen his own son in 7 years. The thing is, he felt he'd lost himself and he wanted to be found again. He didn't pray because he thought Allah had abandoned him. He was ashamed to go to the masjid. And even in the masjid, they turned him away because he slept there overnight a few times and this was against their rules. I don't know why. And look, there's no happy ending to this story. My clinic was a Oxford University run service, and I couldn't help this man with a place to stay, nor could I see him with an Islamic medical perspective, because that wasn't what I was paid to do. He came a couple of times and I lost touch with him, and for all I know, he is still out there nearly 20 years on. May Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. I can't let people who enter my path slip by like that. I decided that some time ago. That's why I'm back here on social media, to help not myself, but to help you. If you've hit rock bottom, if you feel lost, I will try to help coach you back to wellness. Addictions, sadness, heartbreak, obsessions, depression, bad habits, I will listen and I'll advise you as best I can. In return, you will be helping me, because you'll be helping me achieve my mission to help those who can't afford it get free mental health care. Asif was lucky still. In the UK, healthcare was free, but the rest of the world, it's not the same. Reach out to me, it will help you and it will help others. I remember asking him why he came to see us in the clinic after all those years. He said he realized one thing. Recovery is hard, but regret is harder. Drop my admin a line if you want to be seen online. I know Allah guides those whom He wills, and may you be from among those.